What sort of music did you perform?
Both religious and secular music. So I came up in the church. Church was my activity for meeting the young boys that my brothers complained about, going out playing for other people. You met people from other churches, other activities. It took me out with people, and I liked people. And when I say people, even though I'm an African American, I mean people. I don't go by the color of people. And as I was a little girl, I remember I had friends. And I remember I was taught that, though. I never remember the first time I learned about discriminatory action, and I didn't know it then. I must have been about 6 years old, and my eldest brother, Alexander, had a friend, Tony. And I know Tony came in one night, and I heard him say to Alec that he wanted to stay and have dinner. He looked night to dinner. My mother was proud because he had to go home. And I remember I'm listening, and my aunt says, "Well, you can stay, but you have to go ask your mother first. She lived down the street." He went back, and they came back, the two of them, and I'm looking at him again. And he said, his mother said he could but come home when the dinner was over. And I looked up and I said to my mother, "He's not going to stay here, he's not eat our dinner." And I remember looking at my mom, and I said, "Well, absolutely." And she said, go sit down. And I could see her fixing it, praying for Tony and Alec and all the rest of us. And Pa was at the end of the table, and I kept looking at him, Tony. And I said to him, "Wasn't going to eat, because I didn't like Tony. Tony couldn't sit at the table. He was white." And my mother took me, she said, "Come here." And she took me out to the kitchen, and she said, "Look, anybody can eat at our table. You hear me? We don't go by who they are." I said, "Yeah, but," and she said, "No. Anybody can eat at our table, okay? Anybody. She said, "Now you remember that. Remember that as long as you live. Anybody can eat at your table." And as I grew older, I knew then that I learned that I was looking at him because of his color, because I was hearing it as a youngster, you understand? But I had a mother who was wise, and...
What had you heard as a youngster?
Well, as a youngster, you're hearing of the southern people who are coming up from the southern states, and the cousins and uncles and nieces were stopping who knew Ma and Pa, and I'd listen, and they were coming up, leaving their homes that they didn't want to leave because of how they were being treated by the people they worked for who were white. You take the women that didn't want to work down because they had to take care of the children, had to cook the meals and stuff. They wanted to come up here where they could do either one, to take care of either the house or the children. And the men came up because they wanted to take care of their families, not on a little bit of money, $5 and $10 a week. They knew up north that they had maybe $25 or $30 that they could get in a couple of days and kind of feed their family. So what I was hearing is these people down south, because they weren't treating us like that up in New Haven, Connecticut. I could hear them saying that they had to go back doors to eat. They couldn't eat at restaurants. I could eat down in Newberry's the 5 and 10 cent store, the two different Kreskes, etc. And I couldn't understand then at 8, 9, 10 years, I couldn't understand until I got older, this discrimination that were going on.